Caritza Mosley Jones of Chattanooga represents District 5 on the Hamilton County School Board. This semester at UTC, she was one of the community leaders who engaged with students in a series of virtual talks through the Department of History and the nonprofit Rise Chattanooga titled The Struggle for Racial Justice and Equity. Caritza, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Tell us more about what you shared during your talk.
Well, that I actually really enjoyed that conversation. It's always good to know that students are learning and interested in day-to-day lives and experiences, especially those of the local individuals such as myself. We talked about my role as a school board member. We talked about my role as the only African-American on the school board, what that looks like for leadership here for me in Chattanooga, being one of only about six of us that are African-American, and just the experiences I've had professionally, educationally, and like I said, professionally and politically as an African-American female here in Chattanooga or Hamilton County.
From some of the questions that you received from the students, share a few of those experiences with us.
They asked me, what was it like growing up in the village concept? And so in my bio, I talk, even in just conversation with me, I talk a lot about my village, never to negate from my amazing parents that I had. My father's deceased, so I say had, and that's still fresh for me, so it's hard to say had. But I had amazing parents. I have an amazing mother. And I, because of them, they surrounded me with an awesome village of elders and family members and friends and extended family. And so I have aunts and uncles that are biological to me, and I have lots of aunts and uncles and cousins and big sisters and big brothers and little sisters and little brothers that are not biologically related to me, but are a part of my village. And I love them all the same. And so they asked me about that and what did that look like for me? And so I always tell people I grew up in an atypical single parent household, because I did grow up in a household with just my mother. But my father was very instrumental my entire life. My dad passed away when I was 38 years old, but I cannot recall a moment in my 38 years of life that my father has not been an integral part or intricate part of my life in anything that has happened with me. So that was very atypical for some families. And they asked me about some of the struggles I had growing up in a single parent household. The older I've gotten, Ray, I've realized that my mother did have some struggles being a single mom, you know, just being the only parent in my home or even socioeconomically. But I never knew those. Like, I never knew the things that the children that I represent, some of the children that we represent now on the school board, and some of the children that I see in our community experience, the hardships that they experience and that they are aware of at such a young age, where they lose their innocence and they're not able to just be children and then, of course, mature and grow up to deal with adult responsibilities. I didn't have that exposure. My mother, my father, my village allowed me to be a child. And so, looking back on it, I mean, there were often times where my mother probably did get help or assistance with certain things, but I never knew about those things, right? I never knew that she may have had some types of struggles, because she allowed me to just be myself and she allowed me to just be a child. I knew that I was clothed, fed, warm or cool in the summers, and I had a roof over my head and I was loved. And so that was a revelation for me. When people ask me about that, because nobody's really ever asked me about any challenges I may have experienced growing up that way. And then I realized that the blessing in that was that while there may have been some for the adults in my life, they never exposed me to that. Some other questions they asked me were about being the youngest ever elected to the school board and being the only person of color on the school board, some of the hardships that I faced there. And I shared with them that the biggest hardship that I have is being able to feel like my board peers truly understand the equity piece, and that they truly understand what privilege looks like, or that they truly understand the difference in certain things that, and I'll use an example like social emotional supports. I remember when we talked about that, and that was being brought up by the administration in some ways they wanted to address that. And you had all these people community wise and even some of my board peers relating that to socialism, and that's not the same. I couldn't understand. I don't understand, because I know that those are not the same things. And so there's oftentimes just difficulty in getting people to see things through the lens of which I see them. I think that's a plus for me because my life experiences have allowed me to see bigger than myself and allowed me to see that when you do what is right for all, then everyone benefits. When you don't work in silos, everyone benefits. And so that has been the biggest struggle. It's hard sometimes because I feel like I don't often have the support and I have to work extra hard to gain the votes that I need to support the things that I feel like are beneficial for children here in Hamilton County. And so those are all things because, I mean, if you look at it, the alliance is just not. And I don't want to say it that way because you can have alliance with anybody. It doesn't have to be someone that's of the same race or creed or color as you. But when there's so many other dynamics to situations, sometimes there is alliance, sometimes there isn't. And it just makes it hard. It's very trying at times.
Walk me through a situation through your lens as a Black woman in this city.
All of my life, well, I come from a family of hard workers. I come from a family of individuals that were community service and civic oriented. I come from a family that is rooted and grounded and believe that your education is your key to any type of success that you need to have. And so they pushed that. My grandparents, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, education was very important and instilled in us very young, at a very young age, that you have to get your education. You write your ticket to anywhere with your education. And so for me, I felt like, and I use this analogy a lot, or this example a lot with young people that I mentor, especially African American youth, is that we always have to be on our A++ game, right? So if the GPA, the highest you can get is a 4.0, then we have to strive for a 5.0 because of the color of our skin. And so you're always having to work harder. You always have to be one step ahead. You always have to prove yourself. You always have to be able to show that you know and that you're capable because of the color of your skin. I have been in situations where I've applied for jobs and I know that the person who actually got the job was not as qualified as I was, but they didn't look like me. And so those are the kinds of things that you deal with. You know, even being elected, there are often times when recognizing elected officials or there are certain conversations, I know that the elected officials that look like me, we're not often sometimes brought to that table. And if we are, we're brought to that table because they need one. So then you become a token of lack of better terms.
What do you hope the students took away from your talk, from your answers to their questions?
I hope they took away from me that I love people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are, ethnicity you are, what sexual orientation that you are, what your faith, your choice of faith is. I love people and I'm a respecter of persons and their right to choose, their right to free will. But I'm also a person that believes in doing what is right for all. And so I'm very passionate about advocacy in whatever realm of issue that I'm advocating for, because I believe that people need to be respected. People need to be respected for their choices, and that we are not, I just don't believe that we have the right or we have the privilege to take it upon ourselves to judge people. I believe that everyone has a right to access to things that are their God-given rights, as well as their legal rights as U.S. citizens. So I believe that all children should have a right and access to equitable, amazing, high quality education. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. Now, if you have a choice in that, yes, I do believe people have a choice. I am a public education advocate, but I believe that parents are the parents of their children and they have the choice as to where they want their children to be educated. I believe that people have a right to choose what side of town they want to live on. I believe that people have a right to choose what profession they want to go in, and they shouldn't be judged on that. But in the same sense, I believe that wherever they live in Hamilton County or in Chattanooga or in the world, that it needs to be just as equitable as the opposite side of town. I believe in upward mobility. I believe in economic mobility. And I believe that people should have access to quality health care, that they have access to unbiased law enforcement. I mean, I believe in those things. And I believe that we should continue to work together to strive to get there and to realize that we are a community that needs to be a community of all people and not just some people. Historically here in my hometown, and I'm proud to be from Chattanooga, that's just not been the case. And I think that in 2021, that needs to change. The trajectory has got to change. And I hope that in talking to the students and answering their questions, which I believe some of them were very personal questions for them, and they of course were sharing parts of themselves with me and asking their questions, I hope that they left knowing that if they don't have an advocate in anyone else, that they have one in me.
All right. Caritza Mosley-Jones, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.